It's time for a little rewind of what we did last week. So you up for this? This is going to be an awesome morning. Here's what we explored last week. The week before, we saw that God loves us perfectly. Perfectly. He doesn't wait for us to get good. It's like a mom and a dad. When they have a child, they love their child unconditionally. They're not waiting for it to be a rocket science before they start loving it. We saw last week that we were pulled into a new realm when we encounter Jesus, give our life to Jesus. No longer are we in that same world. We saw that we might look at natural on the outside, but underneath that calm exterior, there lurks supernatural heroes, super fast, super elastic, super stealth, super strong, super dash. I mean, we are not what we look like on the outside. Why? Because a transformation has taken place. We have a brand new identity. We were what? We were dark, and now we are light. Hang on, we were dark. That's right, and now we are light. God called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. We were what? Dead, and now we are alive. You were dead in your sins. While we could do nothing for ourselves, while we were dead, God raised us from the dead. I had a very close encounter this week on Friday in a mortuary. And death is real. Keegan even said that, wow, life, you can't count on life. This life will pass. And my experience of seeing my mom-in-law lying in peace 2 days after her death wasn't something that I want to remember for the rest of my life. But it made me realize that once I was just as dead, but God came and he raised me from the dead and gave me life. It's real. It's real. Third, once I was slave, and now I am son or daughter. All right? You're no longer slaves, but God's kids. We saw also that once I was a sinner, now I am a saint. We don't walk around in this place calling each other sinners. Do I sin? Yeah, I sin sometimes. Am I happy with that? Do I live in sin? No, heck no. I'm a saint. I'm a holy one. I'm a child of God. We are being transformed into the likeness of Jesus from one degree of glory to another. We saw that we were human. We are no longer human. We are superhuman. It's not only Kanye West songs or Chris Brown. He's got a new transformation song, if you've seen it. It was released this week, but dodgy in the middle section. But it's about being transformed. It's about him transforming a girl. Judging by these young boys, I think the boys need transformation more than the girls. I'm going to remix that song. The girls are fine. It's the boys that suck, if I can say that. Chris Brown. We were once earthly, now we are heavenly. We're heavenly, dudes. We're aliens and strangers in this land. It's like District 9. We're here with a spaceship hovering over Joburg. We're not from Joburg. Yes, in the natural we are, but we're from heaven. We're from another planet. That's more so, you know, your parents always say to you, you're like from another planet. That's just because you're a teenager. But there's another side of this from another planet. It's because we are children of God. Lastly, we saw that we were once natural, now we are supernatural. If you're still doubting that after that incredible song with the guitar hero, PlayStation 5. I've seen PlayStation 2 and 3, but I swear I saw 3. 5 today, Zach. That wasn't natural guitaring. That was supernatural. The boy is supernatural. We are, if we're in Christ, we are a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come. It's not new of a same kind. It's not the Greek word allos. It's heteros. It's another different kind totally. That's a radical verse. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Starting to get the idea that there's something to declare. Last week, you got up on stage. You showed just what it was like to be supernatural. I am supernatural because I am. Maybe next week we'll show some of those video clips, which somehow in the rush of this week didn't get done. So we were talking about being supernatural. This week we want to talk about thinking supernatural. We're going to decode a verse, a secret verse, a verse that no one really knows. It's out there. It's like the Bible code. Are you ready? Here's how it goes. Because of God's mercy,
offer your body as a living sacrifice. Do not conform to the world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. Can you say that with me? I'm sure you can. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Because of God's mercy, offer your body as a living sacrifice. Don't conform to the world, but be transformed by renewing your mind. You've forgotten it. What about one more time? Here we go. Because of God's mercy, offer your body as a living sacrifice. Don't conform to the world, but be transformed by renewing your mind. Whoa, that's hectic. God says there's a tendency for us to not give our lives to Him, to not surrender to Him, to look like everyone else and to do what the world is doing. And God says, don't. And the secret is by renewing your mind. Have a look at Neo practicing to become the supernatural hero he is. Seems like it's not so easy to free the mind, don't you think? Why is this thinking thing so important? It's because our thoughts shape us. Watch this. You need to watch your thoughts because they become your beliefs. You need to watch your beliefs because they become your words. You need to watch your words because they become your actions. You need to watch your actions because they become your habits. You need to watch your habits because they become your character. Why is thinking so important? Anything I think will ultimately shape who I am, my character, thoughts, to beliefs, to words, to actions, to habits. And so I might want to say, well, it's not too important what I think. I'm just having a bad day. I'm just kind of a bit down, and I'm thinking like I want to rage against the planet and like God doesn't care. And what if the God doesn't care becomes something I believe? God doesn't care. What if that becomes my words? Next time I'm out, I say to someone, you know what? God doesn't really care about us. What if I act as if God doesn't care? What if I then start to form habits that enslave me until eventually my character is so unrecognizable that I'm no longer supernatural? Thinking is critical. This morning we want to explore two kinds of thinking, natural thinking and supernatural thinking. And I want to delve into natural thinking first. So what is natural thinking? What does it mean to think naturally? I want to say it's four things. Firstly, natural thinking is negative thinking. When I think negative, when my mind is always, you know what, this has all gone pear-shaped. This has gone south. This is not working out for me. There's no way I'm going to get an A in that thing. I'm going to get like a double Z. And I'm for sure going to repeat this year. When I look at a circumstance around me, when I think negative about it, that's natural thinking. When I think small, when there's something that I want to do and I look at it and it's like, there's no ways I'm going to be able to do that. And I limit it down and I make it really small and I end up tackling just small things. Some people are happy with a small existence. But others need to say, no, I'm gonna aim for something much bigger than that. This dude seriously needs a bigger car, don't you think? He needs to upsize at McDonald's, which will probably kill you if we've watched the Super Size Me movie. But that's the idea, that we mustn't think small. I need to think big. I think in a lot of ways as Christians, we limit God. He's like saying, is that the biggest prayer you can pray? Ask for something bigger and I'll give it to you. You have not because you ask not. You have not because you ask for small stuff. God says, I want to bless you. I want to do more than you can imagine. I don't want to double the size of this ministry. I want to multiply it. God's not into addition. He's into multiplication. And another form is doubtful. Just doubting that God's going to do something. Doubting that the end is going to turn out positive. Do you remember Thomas in the Bible? Like just a doubter. Yeah, I know Jesus hasn't risen, and I don't believe that, and I've got to prove it to me before I see it. That's natural thinking out of doubt. The Bible actually says that if you doubt, you won't receive an answer. Doubtful thinking. And lastly is selfish thinking. I'm not suggesting that skateboarding and skydiving and monkeys and whatever else, dogs in this picture, are all wrong, but it's selfish. It's like that picture just makes me think of everything's about me and my fun, and I'm just going to go out, and it's all about me, and I'm just going to be the adventure junkie. Oh, it's great to have an adventure. Christ came to give us life and life more abundant. But when everything I'm looking for is about me, myself, and my small corner, I'm into selfish thinking. You know when I'm blessed the most? When I focus on others. When I want others to be raised and blessed. And when I'm serving others, I find God gives me back way more. When I've got an open hand, my hand's ready to receive. But when I'm like holding on to those lost coins and not wanting to give them, God looks at me and says, I want to pour stuff to you, but your hands are closed. Open your hand, dude. You know, we saw a couple months ago, that monkey with his hand in that, like, a hole with the seeds. And the monkey won't let the seeds go, and he gets caught and used to help the dude find water. Is this your weekly existence? Sunday afternoon, you get this dread feeling in your gut that Monday is on the horizon. And Monday morning hits, and you're sick. Mom, can I stay home? I'm ill. Mom, take my temperature. You know, and you've been lying under the duvet to warm your body up. And you're like, I don't want to go to school. I hate school. School's evil. Teachers don't like me. And like Monday, you get forced to go to school. And Monday afternoon, it's like 1 hour computer because it's like learning for exams. And you hate Tuesday. You hate Wednesday even more with a passion. Thursday, you're like, you hate it. But like there's light in the tunnel. And Friday, it's like, if I can just get through 4 hours and then it will be home time. And then you have a bit of fun at youth and Sunday, but then Saturday and then Sunday's coming and that sinking feeling starts again. Anyone relate to that? Don't put your hand up. That's not how we should live. Am I right? That's not supernatural. What if there was another way to live? What if that wasn't the only way to live? And the answer is supernatural. To live a supernatural life. And you know what? Others have done it. I'm thinking Moses. Moses had a supernatural existence. Born in unusual circumstances, rescued, grown up in a palace, fleeing for his life, coming back, and delivering God's people through mighty acts and signs and wonders. I'm thinking Gideon, the original 300. One man. The least of his clan, in the smallest clan, in the smallest tribe, in this little tribe called Israel, the Jewish people. He rises up and he has a whole army and God whittles it down to 300. You see, those dudes from that picture actually lost the war. Gideon with his 300, the original 300, he won the battle against the Midianites and God delivered his people from bondage. David trusted a great big supernatural God because he went out to fight against that brute, and this is an original digital photograph, slightly enhanced because the original was more yellow, and he took some smooth stones, put them in his sling, and let loose, and he chopped the head of that giant off. Not the nicest story to tell young children. Caroline, please block the ears. You know, actually defeated a giant that was mocking his God, mocking God's people. Did David have a supernatural God? Oh, yeah, right. Elijah one time brought down fire from heaven. He first wet everything. Have you ever tried to light a fire with wet wood? You can use a blowtorch even, and it still won't light. There's nothing you can do. Elijah knelt down, prayed. Have a look at Drew's eyes. A day ago, they were bloodshot and infected, and Debbie laid her hands on Drew, and he's absolutely healed. Because there's power in the name of Jesus. When I prayed for Jonathan at the beginning of the service, just standing at the table, tennis table, it doesn't have to be a supernatural moment. I'm supernatural. He's supernatural. We can ask God to touch him if he's feeling ill. And he's going to be healed. He's healed. God is touching him. Supernatural. Do you remember the dude that walked on water with his slops? I don't know if he took the slops off first or he's out there with his like slops. He walked on water. This is Peter. His God somehow changed the viscosity of the water so that he could walk on it. He had a phenomenal God. It's about living supernaturally. That's the better way to live. Living naturally, that sucks. That's not the way to live. And that takes supernatural thinking. Those men thought supernatural. I wonder if I've got supernatural thinking enough. And so we've seen what natural thinking is, but what is supernatural thinking? Well, firstly, it's positive thinking. The Bible says, fix your thoughts on what is true, honorable, right, pure, lovely, admirable, excellent, and worthy of praise. There's only seven things I'm allowed to think about. No other. Those are the things that I'm told to set my mind on. Notice what's coming out of this dude's brain. It's just words like justice and purity and goodness and love and peace. Even if I just think fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace. If I can think like that, you know what? It's going to put me in a new space, a new headspace, a new realm, a new ability to function. Don't forget what we're saying. We're going to acting supernatural in 2 weeks' time. But we've said that we can't act supernatural unless we think supernatural. And we can't think supernatural until we are supernatural. We're supernatural when we encounter Jesus. We're supernatural because of the new identity. And so today we're saying, as I start to set my thoughts on the things above, I'm going to be living and thinking positive. Secondly, I'm going to think big. That little dude is obviously addressing someone really monstrous. God is able, through his mighty power at work within us, to accomplish a little bit more than we might ask or think. Oh, hold on. My glasses aren't on. What is it, Alex? Infinitely. How big is infinitely? It's a little bit more than a little bit more after you've done with all the little bit mores. It is huge. God is able to do way more than you can imagine. I don't have because I don't ask. I haven't seen God move big because God's waiting for me to ask big. Is there anything you've asked God to do this week that if he doesn't do it, you look foolish? We gathered around a little child on Friday when we were connecting with Debbie's family. And she had a terrible looking eye. And we laid hands and prayed for her. And there was the Spirit of God was moving supernaturally. And we're going to go today to find out what's happened because we are sure. You know what? And I looked a bit stupid offering to pray. It was at the point of saying grace. I mean, I look stupid, don't you think? I look stupid. I want to hear another testimony. Imta's going to come and share a testimony as well.
Another one. Guys, this is a quick story. And I'm also like, my faith is starting to get to bubble up as we go through this series. But this week on Tuesday, there's a lady who works at church who comes to the office and says, guys, there's someone outside who needs prayer. And we were at a meeting in the morning, and Pastor Temba, how many of you know Pastor Temba? He said that he prays for people, and then they're able to heal other people. So I was kind of playing around saying, yeah, Pastor Temba, pray for me. So Pastor Temba laid his hands on me and prayed, and I was like, okay, cool. So this lady says, there's someone at the office who needs prayer. So I go to the front, and there's this dude. His pants were wet. So I'm like, hey, dude, you know, how are you? How good, good, hug him. We go to the pastor's office. And you know when you're going to pray for someone, you think it's going to be like, you know, something. This guy has a urine problem. What happened was, this is a bit drastic, but this was hectic. He has a hole in his dermalingus. and he can't control his urine. So what happens is, he doesn't feel it. All he feels is his pants getting wet. So I'm standing there and I'm like, jeepers, Lord. I was expecting like a little thing. And I sit down with this guy, I chat with this guy, and he's broken. He's telling me how his friends have left him. Guys at church, like, don't hang out with him because they think he's whatever. And I'm sitting there, and I'm trying to not judge him, and I'm trying to, like, make him feel comfortable. And, you know, listen to him, told him that God loves him perfectly, prayed for him. I pray for this guy. God is like, because he's wet, and he's been, so his hands are also sticky. God is like, hold his hands. And I know it's exactly that. It's exactly that. But listen to this. This is what God said to me. He said that people respond exactly like that. And they laugh and they do that. And God said, I want you to show my love and hold this guy's hands. I held this guy's hands. And I promise you, it was like I was the first person in the whole world to touch this guy's hands. Touched his hands. And I prayed. I said, Lord, heal him. He came 2 days later to church, and he was like, I can't believe this is happening. I mean, I even prayed for that hole to be covered up. But he said, I can't believe this is happening. I've got more control in my body. He showed me like tablets, like this big that he had. And he said he had to come back to South Africa. He's from Zimbabwe. He had to come back to South Africa in January. We prayed and we said, Lord, by January, this guy is not going to need medication. So I just want to encourage you guys, big dreams, big prayers. Sometimes God is going to surprise you. But when that surprise comes, just go for it because he's faithful.
What's up? Are you ready to think big? Are you ready to think big? I want to challenge you to think possible. To think possible. You know, there's a couple of scriptures that say things like, with man it's not possible, but with God all things are possible. And you know, we sing it. We sing, all things are possible. We like doo-doo, we do signals, we do Christian karaoke, dancing, shaking our bums, as Quentin used to say. But we need to believe it and we need to live it, that it's possible with God. Don't give up. Nothing is impossible. We spoke and prayed, Debbie and I, about whether God was calling us to pray to raise her mom from the dead. And we believed it wasn't what God wanted us to do. Otherwise, we would have done it. We believed that she had suffered long, she had lived her life, that she had seen everyone, and that although there's sadness in our hearts, it wasn't like with osteoporosis and with a combination of illnesses and emphysema that she was meant to continue living, that she was healed now and in glory. But we needed to raise the possibility because can God heal her? 3 days, that dude Lazarus was in the grave. 3 days in the hot, hot tomb. Think possible, will you? Would you think possible? Lastly, you need to think selfless. The Bible says none of you should look out just for your own good. You should also look out for the good of others. It's not just about laying hands on me and, Lord, bless me, give me that, like, you know, I don't want the BMW, Lord. I actually want that Audi because it's the better one, as we saw in that YouTube moment. When I'm praying for others, when I'm selfless, Jesus came and he gave his life. He surrendered. And so we're going to encourage you in this week to start moving from natural to supernatural, from negative to positive thinking, from small to big, from doubtful to possible, from selfish to selfless. Do you think Neo ever got it right in The Matrix? Let's see if he ever learned to think supernatural. Here's what we want to do today. I want to give you a few moments. It's not going to be quite the same as last week, but it's going to be in the similar theme. I want you to make some declarations today. We're going to have an open mic time, and here's what I want you to think. This is about possibility. This is about big thinking. I want you to complete the sentence. We're going to call this the dreaming exercise. Dreaming in God. Dreaming for a better future, right? Because God is supernatural, I think I can. Because God is supernatural, I think, because don't forget today we're talking about it all starts up here, ultimately it leads to actions. Because God is supernatural, I think I can. And I want you to come up and say something that because of God being supernatural, you think, you believe you can do. So it could be something you become, it could be something physical you do, maybe it's going to be something in this week that you haven't done before. Something that you're up against. I want you to dream this morning. To dream.
Because God is supernatural, I think I can forgive my enemies. Because I know in everyone's life, there's that one person that just hates you. No matter what you do, he just hates you. And like there's nothing you can do to change his mind. But because God is supernatural, I'm sure I can forgive that person. I'm sure I can be selfless to that person. Thanks.
Because God is supernatural, I know that I can lay hands on people and see them healed, and that God will just work through me and heal them.
Because God is supernatural, I know I can set about getting 25,000 street kids off the streets and adopted into Christian families in the next 10 years.
Because God is supernatural, I think I can see babies healed of HIV see the crippled walk, see babies and little children's eyes grow back, limbs grow back, come from a place of darkness into God's marvelous light.
Because God is supernatural, I think I can get 7 prostitutes off the streets in the next 6 months.
Because God is supernatural, I think that this week I can raise my sister's self-confidence. I mean, she's 6 years old, but still, it's a big thing, you know, to so be so, like, you know, inkept, you know. And she always feels like around her she can't do certain things, so I would like to help with that.
Because God is supernatural, I think I can actually make a difference in some of my wild friends' lives and actually see them knowing Christ. And that's big.
Because God is supernatural, I think I can become a vet in the next 7 years.
Because God is supernatural, I think, wait, I know. Call me crazy. I know I can, even if it takes me my whole lifetime, travel through time. Learn to travel through time and space, change a few events that, you know, have brought so much misery to mankind. Change, like, save people who need saving, you know. Change the whole order, shake up the world. Bring God to people who need him the most, when they need him.
Well, because God is supernatural, I believe that he can use us to stop corruption in the workplace, in government, that he can raise us up to, you know, those bullets that were aimed at other dudes, but we can do the same when it comes to corruption because God has placed us in strategic places.
Because God is supernatural, I believe that the leg of my friend's cloaks will grow out.
Because God is supernatural, I believe that I will be one of the first, if not the first woman in my field to achieve great things and to bring comfort and peace to people who will be going into theater under my care. And I also believe that while I'll be in theater, there won't be a single patient who will die because of my own fault.
Because God is supernatural, I know, okay, that I'll achieve my goals in accounting and maths over 70%. Yes, indeed. And because God is supernatural, I know that when I lay hands on my dearest friend Taylor, she has like a hole in her heart, it will like get healed and like close up.
Because God is supernatural, I know I can bring unity among my friends of different races. Because God is supernatural, I know I can change the media industry in this country and in Africa. And wait, there's another one. Because God is supernatural, this is a really big one. I know I can win an Academy Award, an Oscar.
Because God is supernatural, I think you who wants to get an A+ in your maths exam and in your English exam will get it.
Do you hear what we're not saying this morning? We're not saying because we're going to use the power of positive thinking. We're not saying that in my strength, our strength. These things are impossible, but that's God's currency. God actually buys stuff with this currency called impossible. What you say I can't do, I do. It's because of our God. It wasn't David and his accuracy with a slingshot. It was God guarding that. It was God who opened the waters. It's not us. Here's what it's about. From negative to positive, from small to big, from doubtful to possible, from selfish to selfless. Now we're going to be blessed by Ty Tribbett, who's going to encourage you to stand out. Here we go. Let's hear it for Ty.
That was just part one of thinking. Can you imagine how we're going to be thinking after next Sunday morning? You want to be here. Okay? Today is a special day at Parktown Boys. There's a compulsory day. Hillary, I don't know how you're here. Apparently James standing for some fallen soldiers. Bless him. But next week, unless it's the school function of the decade, you need to be here, right? Because what God is doing is he's rewiring our minds. He's making us think differently. He's making us believe differently. And so make sure that you're there. Father God, this morning you have done something in our hearts. You've given us a bigger dream than we've ever had before. You're reshaping the way we think. Lord God, we're not just going to look on the natural thing. We're not going to regard anyone from the natural anymore. We're going to see you at work in all circumstances. We believe that you are supernatural, that we are able to do more than we can even imagine. More than I can imagine. And I've got quite a fertile imagination, Lord. Imagine if that's true. And Lord, why is it true? Because you said it. And when you spoke, the world came into being. And you don't speak no lies. The devil is a liar. So we want to stand out. We want to go beyond our comfort zone. We want to speak up. We want to pray out. We want to do whatever it takes to match who you are in our lives. Help us be conformed to you as we renew our minds. Help us even next week to go deeper into this and then lead us into what it looks like to act supernatural. And God, as we play out with that incredible song, Supernatural, we want to just pray that as we go, we would go inspired because you are supernatural, we are supernatural. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.